Tuesday the 25th of August, Hey Elul, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Mitzvah Simchas Chosom V'Kalav.
When I planned to give this drasha, I said I'm going to speak on Mitzvah Simchas Chosom V'Kalav. I didn't yet realize what parsha we're going to be in, but it happens to be, Baruch Hashem, that it's mamash parsha full of getting married, so we can say it's in yon of the parsha. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Vavam Beis, says the following: Amr Chelba, Amr Vuna, Kol Anenim Misudas Chosn Ve'Enim Misamchoi. Anyone that has a no from the Suda of Chosn and is not Misameach the Chosn, Oiva Bechamisha Koilois Shneema Kol Chosn Kol Simcha Kol Chosn Kol Kalav and Kol Imrim Kol Metalis Chasam Kol Chosn Kol Imrim Hoidu. So there's five Koilois that one is Oiva if one is Nene from a Suda of Chosn and Kala and not Misameach. So the Torah paskens this, the halacha, says in Samach Hei and Ebenezer, Mitzvah Gedoyla L'Sameach Chosom V'Kala. That's the first thing he says. Then he continues how. Then he says, V'chol Anen V'Sudas Chosom V'Kala V'Einam V'Samchoy Oiva V'Chamish HaKoylos. Shulchan Aruch says also, Mitzvah L'Sameach Chosom V'Kala. He doesn't bring the Chol Anen. He says Mitzvah L'Sameach Chosom V'Kala. Just Agav, there's a bit of a aura. The Torah says Mitzvah Gedoyla, and the Shulchan Aruch says Mitzvah L'Sameach. He missed out the Gedoyla. The Steichemet in Maref Chosn V'Kala points out, and he doesn't have an answer, and I haven't found an answer to. The Prisha in Simon Samachay is Medayik, the obvious Diuk. Gemara says, Kol Anene Misudas Chosn V'Einam Samcha Oiv V'Chamish HaKodos. And the Torah brings it down. It's Mashma, Dafka someone that's Nene from the Suda is over b'chamish hakodos, and it's chayav v'samchoy. How about someone that isn't by the suda yet? Does he have to come to the chasna to be misameach? So Prisha says no. It says haneh and misudas chasna v'kala. Only someone that was there ate had an or. Now he has a chiyuv misameach chasna v'kala. And what's the makor for such a thing? The Gemara can make up. There's a mitzvah simchas chasna v'kala. Only someone that's neh mechatesa. She says there's a makor. It says, Kol Sosin, which is Kol Sosin, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosin, Kol Kala. Someone that had a Kol Sosin and a Kol Simcha, he had a good meal, he had Sosin and Simcha, then Kol Chosin, Kol Kala, then he has to be Mesameach for Chosin and Kala. That's what the Prisha says. And his Lashon is, V'chol She'enoi Oiva, Enoi Chai V'Samchoi. Someone that, he says, Chol Enoi Nene, someone that isn't Nene, Enoi Oiva, is not Oiva Behei Kolis, like the Gemara says, and Enoi Chai V'Samchoi. It's Mashma that it goes all the way. That you, if you're over, you have a chiyuv. If you're not over, not only you're not over, you also don't have a chiyuv v'samcha. The Beit Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch Simon Samachay is chayuk. He says that the lashon, the shoynus of the poiskim is mashma as a mitzvah, even if you're not nene from the suda. Why? Because we said the Torah starts off mitzvah gedoyla l'sameach chosom v'kala. Only afterwards he says v'chol anene misudas chosom v'kala is over b'chamisha kolos. Seems to imply that first of all there's a mitzvah. Whether you're nen or whether you're not nen, you're meant to go and be Mesameach Chosom V'Kala. Then another din is Chol Anen Misudas Chosom V'Kala, there's a bigger tefillah on that person. He's over b'chamish hakolos. That's what the Beit Shmuel says. The Gris Moshe and Chelek Beis, Aruchai and Simon Tzadi Hei, wants to say, Shmer Pshat, but he wants to say that even the preacher is masking to the Beit Shmuel, there's no machlokes here, and there's a mitzvah, the Sameach Chosom V'Kala, even someone that's not Nene from the Suda, he learns that all the Parisha is trying to say is someone that ate by the Chatzna is over B'chamish HaKolos, and if he didn't eat by the Chatzna, he's not over B'chamish HaKolos. But everyone is Chayav, the Sameach Chosom V'Kala. The problem is, the Lashon of the Parisha is, B'chol She'enoi Nene Masuda, he seems to say that he doesn't have even a chiyuv simcha. So you have to make a doichuk in order to have everyone on the same side. You have to say that ein chayev v'samchoi, the same ramat chiyuv. He doesn't have the same choyma chiyuv which has in it an oiva b'chamish hakolos. That's our Moshe learns. So just to bring out how far this chiyuv goes, according to the Beit Shmuel, that a person has to go l'sameach chosom v'kala. The Ibris Moshe, that same tshuva in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simon Tzadi Hei, has a shaila about someone that in the middle of the Svira, he had a chasna on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and he wanted a haircut. Now he was keeping the second half of the Svira. So he's got three more days, right? He's got from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Gimel Sivan. So can he cut his hair or not? He has to go to the chasna. So Moshe says, first of all, if he knew about the chasna, he should have kept the first half. Why get yourself into problems? Ah, you're changing the minhag. He always kept the second half. He says it's not called changing the minhag by Svira. He's got a tshuva about it. No chayim kuf nun tes. Fine. But let's say, I don't know, the marshal, it was the Yerushalmi chasna. Yerushalmis make the chasna 2 weeks before. They fix the date. So he didn't know. He got a letter in the post in the middle of the month, middle of Iyar, that he's invited to so-and-so's chasna. So now, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's the middle of the Svira. Can he cut his hair? Can he not? So Moshe says that if he isn't boish to go to the chasna, if he has no, he's not embarrassed to go to the chasna with his hair as it is, so don't cut it. In the middle of the Svira, there's no reason, don't cut it. However, if a person won't go to the chasna because of his hair, they don't, what will happen, I don't know, maybe his future colors stand it. I don't know what he's worried about. It's interesting that when Mesiachis Bechlal to his worry, he should become, you know, he shouldn't worry, he shouldn't be embarrassed, but Ramosha's Mesiachis to it. He doesn't want to go to the chasna. Ramosha says he's allowed to cut his hair in the middle of the sphere. Why? He says, not only a person that's very korov to the chasna and kala, the marshal, he would give up his business, he'd fly over for the chasna and miss his days in the country that he is to be by that chasna. Even someone stump that would have come to the chasna and isn't going to come, he's allowed to cut his hair. Why? We find a din by Pris Mila that the Bala Simcha, the Sandug, a few of the people, the Amakush to the Simcha, are allowed to cut their hair in the Sphira. Why? Because of the mitzvah. When there's a mitzvah, you're allowed. So to here, he says, this person that wants to come to the chasna is allowed to cut his hair because of the mitzvah. Now you'll ask me, hey, by the Suda's bris, we don't say that everyone that comes to the Suda is allowed to cut his hair, just the Bali Simcha. Says Ramosh, you're right. By here it says, there's a mitzvah, gedoylelesameh, chosn v'kalo. So it's a mitzvah on each person, it's not a mitzvah, dafka, chosn v'kalo have their own mitzvahs. Oh, but there's a mitzvah on each person to come, to be mesameh, chosn v'kalo. And therefore it's like a bris, you're allowed to cut your hair. And if you're going to be moneya, we don't need to lose that mitzvah. And even someone that's not so mekusha, what's the right, even someone that's not so mekusha? So now, we're going with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel holds that even not, you're meant to go to a Suda's Chasna Makala. So he brings that the next Beis Shmuel says the following. Says, what happens if you're learning and you know that at this time there's a chuppah? Do you have to go? Oh, learning, little Torah. So he says, you have to be mevatel Torah. If you know, you don't see the chuppah, you know about chuppah in town, you have to be mevatel Torah and go to the chuppah. The Chalkas Mechoikuk over there is Choylik. He says, no, you don't have to be mevatel Torah unless you see the chuppah. Chais, the marshal, you're sitting with your shtender in the courtyard of the Beis HaMedrash and you see the chuppah, so you have to go. Says Rav Moshe that everyone agrees when you're not learning and you just know about it, you don't need to see it, this was all for learning. If you're not learning, everyone agrees, and if you know about a chuppah in town, you have to go to the chuppah. So he says, you see, that we're not talking about someone koroiv, someone close, etc. Stam. You know about a chuppah in town, there's a tzad, you have to be mevatel Torah, even if you know about it. If you see it. And if you're not learning, everyone agrees that if you know about it, you have to be mevatel Talmud Torah. So you see how the mitzvah is upon each person, even if he's not mekusha. That's going to go to the Beis Shmuel. And that's where he brings in that the Prisha also agrees to this. The Prisha that we said, the only got a chi of the Samchoi, if you are Nana from the Chasna, he said, no, he agrees as well, everyone has to go. To go be Sameach. So, and the Din of Nana is just a special chi of with a Chamisha Koilis. The only thing before I continue on, this is going to go on with the Ramosha, but the only thing I find a bit schwer, among Chloron, is that Ramosha is zustelling chuppah to the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna V'Kala. Now the Gemara is a fool that for chuppah, mevatlin Talmud Torah, etc., there's no way that there would have been a tzad in the prisha that only someone that's ne'ene from the chasna or from the eating has a chiyuv. Because the Gemara say clearly that there is a chiyuv to go to a chuppah. So it must be, kilo, I would have thought that there's two things. There's mitzvah simchas kosam akala, which that might be if you're ne'ene from the suda, or you have to come to be mesameach. And then there's a din of going to the chuppah, which is another din, and the Rambam in Hilchos Avelos, Perigadal Aracha Aleph, really calls one thing hachnosas kala, and one thing he calls simchas kosam akala. So that bit I'm not sure about. But we go to Rav Moshe.
If you are not invited.
Pashtus is mashma in the poskim, even if you're not invited. But we'll see. We'll see what, why people don't go in if they're not invited. And we'll see. So, first of all, let's make it clear that it seems that everyone has to go. Yeah, you know about a chuppah in town, you have to go. Which is, you know, it's a bit much. So, so that poshet, I've heard from a few, Tamil Chomim, but that poshet, you don't have to, not everyone has to go. The gedda is, someone that has a shaykhus is going to be mesameach. I saw in Mevakshei Torah brings from Rabbi Eliashiv, what happens, not only if you hear about a chuppah, you're standing by a chuppah, and you see another chuppah going on there. Do you have to go there? You don't know the person. Do you have to go there? He says, no, you don't know the person. Why should you have to go there? So it's very clear that, of course, there's got to be some shaykhus. Okay? People that are more korah, even Ramosh's machadosh, that chiyuv is even on people that aren't as korah. But as long as there is some shaykhus, some simcha that's going to be caused. Now we're going to go into Shaila. How come we find that a lot of Rabbanim aren't mevatel Talmud Torah to go to chuppahs and things like that, even when it for sure causes simcha? And we could also declare about businessmen that are working and they don't have time. There's a din, mevatel Talmud Torah, maybe mevatel in business to go. So what's the pshat in the Minhag Olam? Before we start, I'll just say a story I heard. I don't know if it's true, but they say that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, how come when I come to a chasana, within 5 minutes, the whole place is elated, and I've been mekayim mitzvah simchas chasam v'kala. So he says, the reason is because when I was younger, I never went to the chasanas. I was sitting and learning. So you see, there's such a thing as, even though in the poskim is mashmi meant to, you see, differently. I also had a melitza. I'm a big Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Yud Zayin, Ton Rabbonon, Ketzim Rakti Lefnei Akala, Kala Noor Chasuda. So he says, Ton Rabbonon, Ketzat. How would Rabbonon learn Merakti Lefnei Akala if they're busy dancing Lefnei Akala? That's the... So, fine. So the first smach, Heta, is a Chin of a Chista on the Gemara in Ksubas, Yud Zayin. Gemara of Nisubah says the following. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, le etzuas ameis, or lachnosis kala. Mevatl Talmud Torah. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi was one of those that was Mevatl Talmud Torah, le etzuas ameis, or lachnosis kala. Says Gemara, v'meh dvarim amurim, k'she ein imoi kol torkoi. Avli eish imoi kol torkoi, ein mevatlin. When I'm in Vatal Talmud Torah, the Gemara just focuses on Etzos HaMeis when it explains it. We're only in Vatal Talmud Torah when there isn't Kol Tzorkoi, there isn't enough people there by the Levaya. But if there is, then you don't need to be Vatal, and the Gemara goes through the Shiurim. So Shaila is, what is with Chosam Akala? Is there also a She or not? So in Shittim Kovet says, the Shein Tamid Rav Eliyahu, no? Brings 2 days. First day is that also by a kala, chnos kala. There's also a she, kfi kvoido. Once there's kfi kvoido, you don't need to go. The second shit is no. There ain't lo she. By chnos kala ain't lo she. Alpha pish by itzos ameis. Yesh lo she. By chnos kala not. Why? So he explains because chnos kala is greater. Like the Gemara says a bit before that, mavirin es ameis milifna kala. When there's a mace and the simchas chasam akala, simchas chasam akala. Avirin sa mace. That's first of all. So if a mace has a shear, you could hear maybe a kala doesn't have a shear. It's great. Secondly, the Gemara says, b'meh dvar mung she'ini moi kol tzor koi, not tzor ko. Gemara only discusses a shear by hoitzor sa mace, tzor koi of the mace, instead of saying a lashon nekeva of tzor ko, lachnos is kala. Seems from here that there's no shear. So, the Chayra, the Chinah B'Chista, the Stechemet brings this, the Chinah B'Chista holds that those that don't go to Chasna, they've got work, they've got Talmud Torah, they rely that there's enough oilam there by the Chasna to be Mesameach. We go with the first Shittin Rabbeinu Yoina, that Kfi Kfoido, Zechra and Chasna, there's enough matzav going on to be Mesameach Chasna Kala, and therefore they have to do what they have to do, so they don't come, necessarily. So, there are two Dechuyim, though, on this Smach. The Maram Sheikh in Tshuvas, in his second Tshuva, someone asks him the following Kasha. In Tfilah, after Birkas HaTorah, we have the Mishnah, we have a Braisa of Eilu Dvarim She'elim Shi'ur, Akein Kiyemes Lo Peiros, Eilon, basically, you have leftovers for El Mabar, and you have in this world as well. So it adds in, in the Gemara Shabbos Kufchav Zayin, it just lists some of the things that are mentioned over here. And over here, it adds in, Achnosus Kala, Levayis Ameis, on the Dvorim, Shadam Oichel Perisim, Boim Azev, Akein Kiyem, Slo Elo El Mabar. So the question is, how could the Masadra Tfilah add in, let's start with Achnosus Kala? Where'd they get it from? It doesn't say in the Braisa. You can't add things. So he says, Abshat is the following. It says Talmud Torah is one of the things. So he says, the Kavu Choyme from Talmud Torah. Why? Talmud Torah, it says, Mevatlin for Achnosus Kala. So if Achnosus Kala is greater. If so, whatever there is in Talmud Torah, there is in Achnosus Kala. So, whatever there is in Talmud Torah is in Achnosus Kala. So he said it makes a cheshbon. That is all if we hold like the shitta that there's no shir by Achnosus Kala. If there was a shir, then not always Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Once it's Kadei Torah, you're not Mevatlin Talmud Torah. So how can you say that Achnosus Kala is always Eilu Dvorim Shalom Eichel Perisim Boinu Azev Aken Kiyem Slelem Barbo? In case where there's Kadei Torah, there's no Kavu Chayim from Talmud Torah, because not Mevatlin Talmud Torah, so there's no Kavu Chayim. Elamai, from here's a raya that the world takes on, like the Shitta, that there is no Shir to Achnosus Kala, and therefore it's always Mevatel Talmud Torah, and therefore we always have a Kamo Choyme from Talmud Torah that Perisem Boim Azeh Akein Kayem Slaenem Abo. So he says with that is Miyushev, the Shulchan Aruch Taka is also Meduyuk, like the second Shitta Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ein Lo Shiur, because the Shulchan Aruch says, well, doesn't say anything about this Inyan. Doesn't say a Shir, so if you don't say a Shir, Elamai Ein Lo Shir. And he says he always had it shver that the Ovis Rav Nosson and Perigimel does say that Achnosus Kala has a shir. But he says from the Masadre Tfila is Megalatas the Elamai Sugi the Alma, the way the world takes on is Ein Lo Shir Achnosus Kala and Memela Perisem Boim Azeh Ken Kayem Slo Elo Mabo. Memela Nofal Asmach that people rely on not to go to Chasana. Obviously we've got the Chinah B'Chista to rely on, but this is a dichui to that chat, because ain't no shi, so everyone has to come. Feed the shittas that everyone has to come. A second dichui is a stei chemed, in Merechis Chosim Akala, Ois Chos Beis. He says the following. He says, you could understand Rabbeinu Yonah has two pshatim, right? He says, Inami. He said, first pshat, there is a shi, Kfi Kfoido. Second pshat, there's no shi, and finish. You have two pshatim. He says the Inami is being choiza and is taking on that this is the pshat. It's not saying there's an option of two pshatim. It is the only pshat. Why? Because it's medayik. The Inami says there's no shir, and you know why? Because my virina sameis melifna kalo. Kalo is more choshev than levayis sameis, and therefore it shouldn't have a shir. And because the Gemara says kol tzorkoi and not kol tzorko, which is mashma there's no shir legav achnosus kalo, because the Gemara only addresses an inyan of shir legave levayis sameis. Memeli says the pshat in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah is a chazora, a maskona. That no, not like the first pshat, ain lo shir. And Memela, you don't even have a first pshat to rely on not to go to the chasana. So we return to the question, why do Talmid Chachomim sometimes not go to chasanas? And this teretz, which we're going to say, will not answer the business world, but obviously there's what to rely on, Chinah B'Chista, and I'm sure there's a lot more the Netziv in Sheiltus, Parshas Kai Soro, Yudalad Ois Aleph, he brings the following. The Beis Shmuel, which is the Shitta of Emes that's Machayev everyone to go to a Chasra, he holds even if you know of a Chuppah in the town, you have to go. He brings a riot. Says, the Gemara says, he brings, I don't know where from, that Hotzos HaMeis is, even if you don't see the Levaya, you know of a Levaya, one knows of a Levaya in town, everyone goes. So he says, if so, it's in the same context, so Haknos is Kala as well. You don't have to see the Chuppah. If you know of the Chuppah, you go. And that's why he's Cholek on the Chalkas Mechokik. He brings the Chalkas Mechokik, he says, when you see, and he's Cholek. Says the Netziv, I have a first Raya, not like you. What's the Raya? The Sheiltus brings the Gemara Brachas in Kess. Gemara Brach says, Omar, whoever, Haroye es ames, ve'eino im raveyu, oive mishum loig l'rosh. Someone that sees a mace and isn't a malava is oive mishum loig l'rosh. So there's a lashon of roye. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara is just telling you what a person's over. However, the Sheiltus brings it, and then it carries on and it says, Vafilu Torah the Gadol Mimaisa Mevatlin Lotzos Ameis Lachnas Kala, which is this Gemara Ksubas, which the Beis Shmuel was Medayik. Says the Netziv that the Sheiltus is Meduyakatev, that it's Dafka bringing this Brising Ksubas, which you might have thought is a stum Brisa, it's Mashma always Mevatlin even when you don't see. No, it brings it on the Gemara Brachas. It says Haroye Esameis ve'inu melaveh, and says Afilu Torah Tegdolim emaisa mevatlin, is meduyuk that dafka when you see, and that is the Shitta Sachelkas Mechokik. Says the Stei Chemet, al zeh somchu Rabbonim, not to go to Chasnas, only those that are zeicha, the Rabbonim come Machmas Ahava, Machmas Kurva, they come, but without that they don't come. And he says, don't tell me they don't know. Nowadays there's letters posted up everywhere. And he says even the minhag of Yerushalayim was that people used to come to the house of the Rabbanim, the Shabbos Lifnei, and invite them, etc. So they knew. Elamai. They're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash, they're not Roye Esachupa. They're only Shemea. You know, Mechuyev, because the Simchon Mechalkus Mechaykuk, and the Orcha Shulchan, Paskins also like the Chalkus Mechaykuk, there's Dafka, if you see Memela, that's why the Abonim don't go. There is another Smach, which the Chora one could clear about, but we'll see it's Nitcha. The other Smach is that, says Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Leitzos Mesa Achnosus Kala, so some of the Rishonim learn, Mevatlin Talmud Torah is a Rishus. It's not Chiyuv. You can. What's their, or at least, they say this, at least by someone that Teroso Mnosoi, it's only a Roshus. Why? Because the Gemara carries on. Amar Lava, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eloi, Shoy Mevatl Tamo Torah, Lotzos HaMeis Achnosos Kala. Amar Lava, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eloi. Seems to imply, ooh, there was one Teroso Mnosoi, the Kiyid, that did go. So, that tells us, there's no Chiyuv. There was someone. That's how they want to learn. Memela, we could hear that at least someone that's Terasim Nos does not need to go because it's not a Chiyuv, it's a Rishus. However, the Ritva is doicha this. He says, Adarabba, Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Not only some Stam learning, even Terasim Nosoi is Mevatlin Talmud Torah. What's the Raya? Omra Olav on the great Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that even he, the Terasim Nosoi, went. So that's Mechayavas, and that explains to us the Pshat, Mevatlin Talmud Torah is a Chiyuv. And the Mela, we don't rely. It's hard to. Mela could be a Nitka, such a pshat. Stam, going back, we said the Maram Shik said that was of the Shitta that by Chmasas Kala ain't no Shiur. It's one of the things that everyone has to go to. So lefi him, we have to have a issue of why the Rabbanim don't go. So we've got this pshat, the Chin of a Chist of the Sheiltus, that it's Dafka Haroya. So Stam just makes it a bit more interesting. There's a Shalis Achubas Marashak, Chelik Beis Simon Kof Chof Hei. He brings that when he got married, he's a Talmud of the Maram Sheik, when he got married, he went to get a bracha from his Rebbe, the Maram Sheik, Before we get to that. So the Rebbe said to him, you should know, don't go to all the chasanas and all the parties going on. You've got to sit and learn. And he said to him, Bazal Hashem, I mazit the land, hamakam in ishkarota. That's what he quotes in the tshuva. So we have to answer this, right? The Maram Shik is of the Shitta, that ain't a shiur. It's one of the things that everyone has to go to. Yeah, he told his Talmud not to go. So obviously, as we said, there's zikha what to rely on not to go. The following shaila is also on this inyan of anene mi sudas chosen beinim samchoy on the same inyan we just said that it's dafka hanene or maybe not dafka hanene. That's the machlokes. Could be everyone agrees. So what happens when someone is nene from the suda? However, he isn't by the suda. Lo mashal, we had a chasna last week, and we had babysitters looking after the children in a separate room. So they were hungry. My wife saw they were hungry. So after asking permission, they arranged a meal for the part of the meal for the girls to eat while they're looking after the children. So now l'chayra, they're not. Do you want to say they're allowing us to be misamea? They're not misamea. So are they over b'chamish hakolos? Same with there's a minhag to send taniyim food or all these sort of shaylas. Are they over or not? So the Eizem Mekodesh from the Bochacha says they're not over. Why? It says anen misudas chosan means the base chasnus, the matzav of the simcha. If you're there and it's the place to be misamea and you're eating there, it's all ready. Then there's a taina of Eina Misamcha over Chamish HaKodes. It's not the base chasnus, you're not over. And he brings a raya from Yeridea, Shin Tzadi Aleph. One of their terim, I don't know if it's Lalocha, but one of the tzodim Leheta brought in the Shulchan Aruch, is that an Ovel can come, he eats Beina Mishamshin. And it's also Negev to people working in the kitchen. He eats Beinam Hashamshin. So he asks, how can the Ovel eat Beinam Hashamshin? He's Nenem Sudas Chos. What do you have to do now? He needs to be Misamchoy. How can he be Misamchoy? An Ovel's not allowed to be Misamchoy. Elomai, he says, as Dafka Din in the base chasnas. I'll start with another Nidin. I have a lot of Chalokim to all these in Yonim. It could be a series, but you know, I'm not here, so I'm going to date Eretz Yisrael, so we can't carry on. But we'll start, we'll open up with the next thing. In Anena Mesudas Chosan, how long is this din of being Mesamchoy? Is it the first day, Yom HaNisuin, or is it all 7 days? So, I saw brought down in a Likud Sefer, I've searched high and low over here, I haven't found the Svarim. So, the Yaskel Avdi, in Chelet Ches, the Shai Zuchuv's Sefer, of Schof, he says, Dafke Yoy Manisuin, he brings a Raya. The Raya is the following. The Levush says, there's a big mitzvah, L'Sameach Chos Makala, like we found, that the Malachim said to Avram, Aye Soro Ishtecho, where's your wife? Why did he do this? Says the Levush, Kedei L'Chavavo Abala, to make Avram happy with that. Why? Says because it was Kiyoy Manisuin, because they were promised with children now, and it's Pasha Babonim, the Chosra La Oirach Kanoshin. So this is a Yoy Manisuin. Mamela, you have to be Mesameach. So too, a Chosun should be, the Mesamchim should be Mesameach Chosun Makala, B'Yoy Manisuin. So he's Madaik that the Levush keeps on with B'Yoy Manisuin, Elamai, Daf Kiyoy Manisuin. However, in this Likud Sefer, Sefer Smochus it's called, he brings a raya, not like that. He brings the Gemara Ksubas Yudzayin says that there's a tzad over there that someone should be mistakel b'fnei kala kol shiva all 7 days. Why? K'dei l'chavavah ba'ala. So the Gemara says ein alocha kein, but that just tells us ein alocha kein. You're not meant to look at the face, but it also implies that the simchas chosam kala is kol shiva, because on that there's no machlokes. So this is one of the great nidoinim. There's a lot more rayas to talk about. I'm not going to hold the item up. I want to just say אז אמר שבי זכר, תשמחס, ומשמח עשו מקלו, הנקסים יחסים את טייבה.